which we're learning now, Simon Shindy of Chess. We're learning. We did the Sif Yud. Shacharach Sif Yud. Also, we said explained that Tavlinim, which generally referred to ginger. What the other things? Oil,
cinnamon.
Yeah. They said they're an exception to the general rule, and although they may not be placed in a Keli Rishon, they may be placed in a Keli Sheni. Shacharach Sif Yud. Page 272, the last line, Shinyat Chesif Yud. Osalite in Tavlinim, Tavlin, Bikiora, or may not place Tavlin in a bowl, or Laris Alei Miklirishin, and pour onto them from a Kedi Rishin. Because we've learnt already that Kedi Rishin has an extreme power of heat, and pouring from a Kedi Rishin also has an extreme power of heat, albeit only the surface area of the item that's being affected by the heat. So therefore, to do so would, since it's coming from a Keli Rishon, it's going to affect the surface area of the tavlin, and that, as we know, a tavlin can't be affected. It may not be affected by a Keli Rishon. Tzivkot na'endad and Keli Rishon. After a tavlin in b'shpachu Keli Sheni, although tavlin does not become cooked in a Keli Sheni, nevertheless, ha'irim Keli Rishon can run to b'shpachu Keli Klipot. Pouring it from a Keli Rishon would affect the surface area of the tavlin. From the power of a Keli Rishon, it was a direct spritz. If the liquid went directly onto it, then it's going to be osim b'dieved spritz.
What does it mean?
I thought you wouldn't know what spritz means. That's why.
What does it mean?
It's a very difficult word to translate into because spritz is the best word.
Spray.
Yeah. Spray. A direct effect of the water, meaning there's no space, no gap. Sometimes you can pour something, and you pour it, and there's like a gap of space, and then it hits the next item. It's not continual flow. Oh, is a continual flow from the Keli Rishon, and that has the effect of Ktei Klipa. It affects the surface area of the item underneath it. If you have a flow, but there's a breakage in the flow, let's like a drip, for example, then that doesn't have the power of Keli Rishon because it's no longer still connected to the Keli Rishon. We will make that Irish and Nifsak HaKiluach, and that's discussed in more detail in Yerideya, for those who want to see. And we're going to actually skip Sif Yud Aleph. We're going to do Sif Yud Beis, Sif Yud Gimel, and then come back to Sif Yud Aleph.
So that's what you're talking about last time. You put coffee into a cup,
Zion,
and you directly take from the urn onto it.
You were on.
That's right. Yeah, if it's nifsak akiluach, it definitely is more. It's not Keli Rishon anymore. It's considered a Keli Sheni. Yeah. Good morning. We're about to start Sif Yud Beis because I think it's best to learn it this way around. First Sif Yud Beis, then Sif Yud Gimel, and only after that we'll learn Sif Yud Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Beis, we're discussing mixing waters, hot waters and cold water. We're going to discuss the effect of Bishul. Says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Beis. Meicham, an urn, or a pot of hot water. Shepina mimenu mayim chamin. You poured out the hot water from it. But obviously it's still boiling hot, because you cooked water in it. Muta litin the teichimayim tzainanin merubim. Kadei lafshiran. One's only allowed to put a lot of cold water into it, so much that the overall temperature will be less than the Yadteledis boy. However, if you pour a small amount of cold water into this pot, which had water cooked in it, although the water that was cooked in it is empty now, but it still retains its din of a Keli Rishon. And to pour a little bit of water in it is considered cooking that water in Keli Rishon. Yeah? Again, Mecham, you had a kettle, which we cooked water in it. Shepina mimenu mayim chamin, you poured the hot water out. So muta litin l'teichim mayim tzoinin merubim, kadei lafshinon, you're only allowed to put in it a lot of cold water in order to make the hot cold water lukewarm. But if it's only a small amount of cold water, it's going to be affected by the heat of this Keli Rishon. And that's forbidden. The point is that it retains its shame, Keli Rishon, although the hot water has been left from it. It's empty, yeah. Atzayin in the teich mayim chamim. One can pour hot water into cold water or cold water into hot water. But not in a keli rishon. That means water can be cooked in a keli sheni, but not keli rishon, or iru keli rishon for that matter. The power of a keli rishon is effective to and will cook the water, and that's prohibited. Now, if there's so much water, cold water, again, if you're mixing hot water and cold water, if you're pouring so much, there's so much cold water that the net effect is, at the end of the day, it won't reach, the cold water will not reach Hatzel at this point. It will just take away the chill of the cold water. It's permitted, even in the Keli Rishon it's permitted. Obviously not on the fire, because one can never put an item onto the fire without fulfilling the criteria of Chazara of Mechzak and Mevashal. Okay, Siv Katan Pei. So we have here an empty boiling pot, a Keli Rishon, and when we not pour a small amount of cold water, only a large amount of cold water, that the overall temperature will be under Yatzledis, but Pei. Mayim sain in Mirubim, a lot of cold water is permitted, Av Mu'atin, but a small amount, Shiyuchle Lecham, Mirub Chaim, become heated because of the heat of the empty pot, that's Yatzledis, but it will heat up the water, it's faster. Av Mirubim Bota, the Shulchan Aruch, telling us a lot of water is permitted, Av Filim Yemali, as Kol HaKli, but Mayim sain in Validezeh, Yuchal HaKli, Lov Validezeh Tziruf. Now, there's something called Tziruf. Tziruf means that one has a keli that has never been used before, maybe hasn't been used a lot, and it's used, if you heat hot water in it, or make it very hot, then there's a certain weakness in the walls of the pot, and like a certain fragility, if there's is a word fragility? Is there such a word?
Yeah, good.
So it's kind of a certain fragility in the walls of this pot, because it was used only for heat. So what you want to do, you might want to put cold water in it just to give the walls of the pot a certain strength and structure. Now, we don't really understand when this applies, but it does seem that it's such an issue. That's called tziruf. So you might have an issue, or you might think there's an issue of pouring cold water in a pot which was used just now for hot water, because by doing so it's affecting a tikkun to the keli. It's improving the keli and making it strong. Says the Mishnah Brura, Afidu im yomali es kol ha-kli b'mayim soinim validezi yuchal el-keli kli v'lodei tziruf. And although when you fill this empty hot pot with water, it may come to be improved to a tziruf. The Hainu meaning, as the bracket says, k'sha kli matchas cham, when you have a hot metal pot, v'nois min ha-teich ritzoinen, and you put cold water into it, m'chazkin es ha-kli, it improves the keli. V'zeh g'mal melechas ha-tziruf, which is considered a completion of the potters, or those who make, melt pots. Shavasichas ha'urim mefafatay v'karev nishavah, because the heat of the fire, the flame, the hot water, can make the pot weak and easily smashable. V'hamayim etzayim pipuav, and the water enhances the strength of the walls of the keli. So perhaps you're going to be concerned about makabapatish tikkun moneh, which is a melacha, which is forbidden to complete an item on Shabbos, improve an item. No, that's not an issue over here. Why? Kimachin must have no. When a person pulls cold water into the pot, he doesn't have in mind any of this tziruf. Lab sigreisha, when it's not even for sure that it actually is improving the keli. Perhaps you're not even improving the keli. There's a certain criteria to be improving the keli. Maybe the keli doesn't need tziruf. It's a strong keli, whatever. So therefore, it's called the Dorash Eidem Eschavon. You don't intend for the Melacha to take place, and it's not even sure that the Melacha will take place, that's permitted. If you are Mechavon, the reason you pour the water in is specifically to improve the Keli, then that would be a different story. And then it would involve improving the Keli, which is a Melacha, at least a Drabonon, or could even be a Da'ai. Right. The point of which is negair to us is, you can pour a lot of cold water into this pot, because if the net result is going to be under Yantzeledis by. Although it's a keli rishon, well, the koko comes that, maybe we'll come to that sort shortly and be alacha. But yeah, the toich mayim soinin, it's soinin. Whether you're pouring cold water into hot, or whether you put, now we're discussing mixing water. You're allowed to put cold water into hot water into cold water, or cold water into hot water, provided it's not a keli rishon. Or obviously provided that we'll see that the net result is not going to be, if the net result is going to be on the answer, let us put it, it's also mutter. Yeah. Sivkat and Lapi Alef, Rotech Mayim Sain in hot water into cold water into hot, is permitted but not with the Kedi Rishon. Vishneim, with both of them, Afil HaMayim Sain in Bu'otin, Shadayin Hayad to let us burn, Achat Rovus, Kam Kin Shari, Kemeshu Bechli Sheini, Vekayim Alon, the Kedi Sheini, Enim Mabashal, Kedlel Basif Tess. Kedi Sheini cannot cook water, therefore it's permitted to mix water, provided it doesn't involve a Kedi Rishon. Shloi Yu Kedi Rishon, says the Mishnah Berurah Pei Beis, Dima Chamin Him Bechli Rishon, if the hot water is a Kedi Rishon, Also Lotzuk B'Soich HaMayim Sonanin, that means you can't pour cold water into a pot of water which is Kedi Rishon. But it's for adding similarly to Osolaris Mehem Latech Mayim Tzainanim Wa'atim Shei Spashla Al Yodam, to pour from a Kedi Rishon into a pot of cold water, it's also forbidden if the net result is it's going to be over Yad Tzeled Espoi. V'mamayim Merubim, if there's a lot of water and therefore the net result is going to be under Yad Tzeled Espoi, so then even a Kedi Rishon can be used to mix these waters because you're not doing Bishol to the water. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, Koi Atsoin in Litzei Chamin, Tumma, even if you pour cold water into hot water, if the net result is going to be on the Atsoin, this boy, it's fine. Vechenim Chamin Litzei Chsoin in the hot water into cold, Hoi Atsoin in Merubim, sorry, of a lot of cold water, it's fine. Vayim Chayodom, now this is the point that Chaim was making before, says the Chayodom an interesting thing, Shekosav, the Atsoin in Lechamin, you're pouring cold water into a big pot of hot water, you've got to be careful to pour all the cold water in one go into the hot water. To do so slowly, also the iris is forbidden. Why?
Because the first bit will heat up.
Because as soon as you pour a little bit of cold water, that part will become cooked. We only can say it's permitted that if we pour a load of cold water in one go, then we look at the net result at the end of the entire pouring. But if it's poured and goes, it's going to be an issue of Bishul. And the Pialocha talks about this over here as well.
Doesn't it all depend how hot the water is?
Of course. Yeah, of course. Because again, even a small amount of the net result is going to be on the Yad Tzeled Espoi. It's okay.
If it's boiling hot, even if you pour a whole bucket full of cold water.
Well, it depends how much water you have as well.
Yeah.
But then the point is that water can be cooked in Kedi Sheini and also can be mixed with hot water, provided that it's the net result is not going to be out of lettuce boy, and also you pour in one go if necessary to ensure that it won't get looked upon as one big act of pouring the water. Not if you do it in stages, you may have pour cold water into hot water Kedi Rishon, and it will be already affect the bishul.
A bath would be a good example. If you put hot water into a bath,
yeah,
and then let the cold water tap keep running,
yeah,
until it cools down.
That's called shvicha. I don't know if that's called. That's called shvicha. I mean, it's quite slow. All the water go in one go.
In the cold water.
Yeah.
You're pouring cold water.
There could even be the bath as a Kedi Sheini. We'll have to come to that. It could be the bath as a Kedi Sheini. It depends how. Well, not so simple. Depends where the hot water's going. Yeah.
You mean
when the hot tap's running, it could be Kedi Rishon. Yeah, no chalam. Okay, so Sivkot and Pei Dalet. Rak Shiofik Sinoson, if the net result is just going to be cooled, it's just going to take away the chill, that's fine. If you look at it, it's even slightly warm, lukewarm, can push in chori, that's okay. Rak Shiofik Sinoson, but it shouldn't be able to say this, boy. Pei Hei. And also, obviously, don't put water onto a fire. Rak Shiofik Sinoson. But in some cases, most people are special. Hence, if you need to make sure that you have enough dollars, one must also not put a food item or liquid close to a source of heat where were it to be left, one would transgress its bishul, because there's a concern the person might actually leave it there and then transgress its bishul.
You can only use a hot water tap on Shabbos from any boiler on Shabbos if the flow to the boiler is blocked off.
Yeah, people have that sort of system.
Right. Most people nowadays have got combi boilers, so
Sifid Gimel. Do you mind? I'd like to just finish this page. So sorry, it's dropped. Do you mind? Brian? Yeah, sorry. Sifid Gimel. Mutter Litten Kitten Shalmaim, Rishel Shalmashkin, One can pour water or other liquids into a keli sheni. It's only keli rishon which is forbidden, which is in line with what we said a few moments ago. So cotton paper of kitten shall mayim. After mayim bovad bloy kli gam ki mutal oribusay kli sheni chanal basi fit base. The truth is, you could even pour the water itself into a keli sheni, not just a jug of water, the water itself. So why do we talk about a jug of water? Nakat al yedei kli. It talks about a jug of water mishum sefer, because the end of this sif, Hashmina, to teach us to be keli rishon in a keli rishon. Afila leav sokas kli asa. Don't think, well, maybe water, cold water can't put into hot water keli rishon, but perhaps a jug of cold water could be put into a keli rishon. No, even that's asa. Into a keli sheni is permitted. Kli sheni mikrish irimina kli rishon sheritzichu hacham lotoichel lotoich kli zayi. Describing what a keli sheni is. We know it means it's been hot water's been poured into it from a keli rishon. Even if the net result is the water's going to be yad zeledes boy, it's still permitted. If one uses a ladle from a keli rishon, yesh omrim, some say the din of keli rishon, that it has a din of a keli rishon. Particularly in mash hakli reikam b'seichad shemal resicha vademik kli keli rishon. If it's been left there long enough to become boiling hot, then it's gonna have the din of a keli rishon. We bumped into the din of a ladle before, as we've gotten them. Hey, it's a machlokes, but Mishra here is
bread in the soup.
Is concerned. It's definitely concerned about it, particularly if it's left there for a long time. There's one har on this sif. You see, it says you can put water oisha mashkim. That's a bit of a dispute. Other liquids, do they have the same din as water that they're put in keli sheni? Or no, they may not be put in keli sheni. There's a few mishnah brurahs which is mashma. He's machmir for other liquids not to put in keli sheni. If we come across them, we'll discuss it again. I think oil and orange juice. And no, shulchan aruch is mashmir any liquids is mutton keli sheni, but is subject to dispute. Could we? Yeah. Okay. I'd like to get back to Sif Yud Aleph, and then Be'ez Hashem have for orus and Bati. So again, we've said two colors today. We said water may be put into keli sheni, and we've also said that. If the net result is that it's not yet to let us boy, there's also no issue. Tukotan, it says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Aleph. However, I'm Bati Yud Aleph. Yeah, back to the future. I'm going back to see if Yud Aleph. I'm about to explain. I'm Bati Pirish Klisha Reichitz boy. It's a bath that a person washes in it. Very large bowl. Or particularly one of a bathhouse, shimalei mayim chamin, which is full of hot water, and it's exceptionally hot, and it's exceptionally big, and it's exceptionally full. So big chiddush, afal pishi kli sheni, although the water wasn't heated in this bath, it was poured from a keli rishon into this bath. Ein loistin lo mayim soinin. It doesn't have the general din of a keli sheni that one may put cold water into it. It's upgraded. Shahari mecham on harba, since it's so hot. Therefore, it's upgraded to a keli rishon, and one may not pour cold water into it. One can pour from this hot water into another container of cold water. We'll discuss which is irikeli sheni. That's right. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah he's talking about where there's a lot of cold water, and therefore the net result's going to be less than the outlet. Well, we'll discuss exactly what this case is. Valkoponim, the Nakuda, the Chiddush of this Sif is that you can have a Keli Sheni, which is super hot. For example, this Ambati. It's just so hot because it's so much hot water there that it's upgraded to Keli Rishon. Said the Mishnah Berurah, said Kotan Ayin, hey, Malaya Mayim Chamin. One has a bath full of hot water. Vafilu Bechamit Tiveria, even if it's the waters of Tiveria. Oslitin Sinin Bambati, we may not put cold water into this pool. Shehum Shach Minamayin Lotechach, which has been heated from the spring. Elotarach Little Mi Ambati Bekli Sheni. One rather has to take water from this Ambati with a Keli Sheni, yeah? And therefore it becomes a standard Keli Sheni. Vachach Yitin Amayim Lotechach, then heat water from it. Vafilu Hamayim Sinin Muatin Minachamim Kilach Mayim Sifid Base. And that's fine because once it's taken from the Ambati, well, really it's a Keli Shlishi, but even after the upgrade, it's only going to be Keli Sheni. For Afapi Shei Keli Sheni, although the Ambati is only a Keli Sheni, the Kivan is still forbidden. Why? So you've got an eye involved. The Kivan Shehein Rechitza, since it's the purpose of it is for washing, Mistama Chim Mon Harbin, Mistama, it's very, very hot. Mispashin Hatzainin Shemis Arifin Behen Afapi Shei Ambati Keli Sheni, and although it's really a Keli Sheni, the cold water can become cooked. Talking specifically about a bath. Yeah? Just about a bath. In those lamayim tzoinin, we not pour cold water into this ambati. If you pour loads and loads of cold water into this bath, so much so the net result is going to be less than the other leather boy. Again, that's going to be mutter. Nira says the Mishnah Brura. The Mahayah and Bati Klirishan, if the Bati is a Klirishan, Yishlochash Ladas Haran, Rabbein Yeruchim, Shekosu Dan Bati, also this in a Fidim, I'm sending in Merubim. Interesting. Says that the Ran and the Rabbein Yeruchim say an interesting thought. Even if you, if the Ambati is a Kedi Rishon, so even if you disregard the din of our Sif, the Chiddush of our Sif, one would have imagined you can pour plenty of hot, cold water into it, because if the net result is going to be less than Yad Saledis Boy. However, Rabbein Yeruchim and the Ran and Rabbein Yeruchim say, but since we're discussing here a bath, and a bath, people Dafka want it very, very hot, so there's a concern he won't pour enough cold water into it that the net result will be less than Yad Saledis Boy. In fact, the net result may be above Yad Saledis Boy, because that's the purpose of a bath. So therefore, the Ran and Rabbein Yeruchim write that in this case, the Bati is actually a Kedi Rishon, we cannot rely on the Heter pouring loads of cold water into it, because you may end up not actually doing so. Ayin Ches. Avol Naisin, but you can pour from this Ambati into another container of water, another ambati of water. Even if you're pouring from a Kedi Rishon ambati, you're allowed to pour from it into cold water. If there's more cold water there than hot water. I cannot pour onto a tavlin from a Kedi Sheni, we give it the din of a Kedi Rishon. Sorry, that means he needs to say, I irrigation kikadirishan, and as much as he can't pour cold water into Hambati, how can he pour Hambati into this water? Yeah, well, he's basically going to answer the question. Again, we're saying you can't pour cold water into an ambati. You can pour hot water from an ambati into the cold water, provided the net result's going to be less than the Yad Saledis Boy, and that's really what his point is. So the Mishnah Brura is pointing out again that you're allowed to pour from the hot ambati into cold water, provided there's plenty of cold water. Again, so we've got an ayin ches. If the ambati is clear, the ambati is clear. There's more cold water than hot water, the net result is going to be less than the Saledis Boy, that's fine. Although one generally can't pour the Kedivision onto items, it's only onto a solid item. Don't forget here, the water is going to be completely mixed. Therefore, there's going to be a net result, and the net result is going to be less than Yad Saledis Boy. We of course know already from Sif Yud Beis this idea of having merubin, my merubin, but the person who learns in order doesn't yet know this idea of my merubin. Now this is an interesting line. V'litin chatichas bosar etzeach, to put a piece of boiling hot meat, the toich roit of tzoinin, into cold liquid is also. To kevin sh'edim misarev mivashal k'tei klipo, since the liquid is going to be affected by this hot meat, and it's going to become cooked. Now, obviously, we're talking about there's not a lot of cold liquid, because otherwise, again, if there's loads of cold liquid and one piece of fliggle, a piece of chicken is called a fliggle, which is boiling hot, is put into it. So, at the end of the day, the water is not going to be cooked. It's about a small amount of cold water, so to put a hot piece of chicken on it will affect a kadei klipa of the water. Okay, the Teich Ambati Acher, the Shulchan Aruch says one can pour from a hot ambati into a cold ambati, and the net result's going to be less than Yad Saledis Boy. The Rabusa Nokat, this is the Chiddush, the Afal Pisha Ambati, although not only you're pouring into a bowl, even if you're pouring into an ambati, it's permitted. Choshkin, the Teich Kli Acher, she's pre-tzainin, or more so you're pouring into any other Akeli, which is tzainin, which is cold water, it's going to be permitted. Again, provided the net result is less than Yad Saledis Boy. The Chai Odom says that this sieve not only applies to an ambati, it applies to any large container of hot water. and therefore the others who are machmir, like the chayodom, they're careful to treat any large container of water if it's yad nichvus boy, not yad tzeledus boy, which is yad nichvus boy, which means the hand of the person will be scalded by the hot water, not just if he withdraw his hand, he'll be scalded from it. Exceptionally hot, it's a large container of water. Then the chayodom says a keli sheni should be considered a keli rishon, perhaps it applies to a large container of dish of washing up bowl. Therefore, the others are particular not to have, that means they treat such a large bowl of hot water, boiling hot water, so the extent of the nichvus boy like a keli rishon. But again, generally, first of all, the Mishpura does bring it somewhere, I think. Could we even had it? I'm not sure. But again, once it's cooled down somewhat, then it's not going to be a problem. The Bekitzer, we've seen today three halachas, and I'll come to Reb Chaim. First, we saw the water may be cooked in a keli rishon, provided that the water, the net result is less than yad tzeledus boy. It may be cooked in a keli sheni. Maybe put in a keli sheni, correct? Thank you. Put in a keli sheni, or irik keli sheni, obviously. And the third halacha was this ambati, this bath, which gets extremely hot water, hot is upgraded to a din of a keli rishon.
Reb Chaim. No, just the mice you've touched on it, like how this ambati, the case that they said you shouldn't pour long ago, because it could be that will be enough, yeah?
Now, the Ben Yeruchim and the Ran were concerned with an ambati can't put. It's an interesting case. They got ambati of keli rishon, and they're pouring cold water into it. So there's a concern, you might not pour enough cold water into it because you want it to be hot. The next Mishnah Brura, he talks about the other way around, you've got a bowl of cold water and you're putting hot water into it. There's not so much concern because your status quo is cold. Then the Ran and Ben Yeruchim appears that they wouldn't apply.
So when it comes to Sikot and Pegimel, we're they were not worried because it's a limited amount of Chamin, not a huge amount. And that it seems you won't stop in the middle.
You mean the Rabbeinu Yeruchim's concern? Yeah, Rabbeinu Yeruchim's concern is by an ambati, when you have a large container of water.
You won't stop in the middle. Once you're in the hold and pouring, you're going to pour the whole lot. We're not worried you're going to stop halfway. Like you have a Mexi cup and you'll forget to do something. You know,
no. Yeah, as long as you know what you're doing. No, as long as you know what you're doing. The Bialocha talks about this pouring a little bit in one go. I'm not convinced, I'm not 100% sure if a tap is considered pouring in one go. In a big bath, it's a very slow effect. It could be the Bialocha talks about this. But the Shvich Achas means you're pouring all in one go, you know, pouring a big bowl. Do you have any comment on this? No.
Taps. I think it happens like in one go. Unless you've got a very slow tap.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it does get that bit, gets heated.
Which pours in a lot of water at once.
When you look at this, you know that it's not going to take a long time to cool.
Hey, yes, it drips, you know, like a very thin. You'd agree to that. Why, you'd agree?
No, it's a dripping thing, and obviously not.
I mean, if it's a very thin thing, like standard water.
A wide tap, you know, and you turn on the thing, it pours in.
Yeah, but it depends
on the 2 minutes.
5 minutes. It depends on the time.
I'm not sure. I'm not convinced.
Tap, it might go
not
on
convinced.
Quickly,
I don't know.
But the old taps, you have to turn it 2-3 times till you get a flow. So the first bit you turn it, you're just getting a very small bit coming in.
Eliel.
More modern tap.
I want to ask, on which basis are we considering the Ambati as clearly shown?
The Gemara says that it's considered.
I understand because of the heat.
Yeah.
The origin of the heat.
Yeah.
Or what?
Because it's extreme. Because it's extremely hot and it's a very large container of water.
Definitely not boiling.
Yes, this we're discussing. It's boiling. Yeah.
Really?
It's boiling.
How could someone go into a boiling?
I don't mean it's bubbling. I mean it's far above yad tzeledus boy. It's 60 degrees maybe.
Isn't
so.
It like the mikveh?
I don't know. It has to be really, really hot. It's somewhere very, very hot. Extremely hot. Yeah.
50?
Do you know in the olden times they used to go in really hot water?
He's not going in, he's
going to
add cold water. That's the point.
You
can't go in, it's too hot. We're worried he's going to add cold water to it.
But sorry, when you said I'm back to you, it means a kind of a bath area. But
it's a bath,
isn't it? It's not necessarily having a bath. You said it can apply to a sink as well.
So at the Chayadim, the Chayadim extends it to any large container of water, which is Yad Nichus Boy. But I don't know, I think the Gemara to Manambati, you're not talking about such a thing. Okay, Rabbi, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with another exciting episode We can really see if you're dalet. You need to give me your dalet. Well, if you take it out straight away, it shouldn't be affected. It's sat in the Kedi Rishon.
Well, even just to put it in possession, take it out.
I don't know about that. It could be the question is, what's mean? It has to be boiling, has to be bubbling, you know. It's bubbling, of course, it's Kedi Rishon, but it's just boiling.
You put a ladle into the pot.
Yeah.
Soup in the ladle. Why should it be exactly the same as soup in the pot?
No, because it wasn't cooked in this Kedi.
It wasn't cooked in it, but now you put the ladle inside the pot.
But it wasn't. A Kedi Rishon is a pot in which you cook the food.
The Kedi Rishon is a pot. Yes. Because you pour it into another Kedi, which is cold.
Yeah.
So therefore it makes it less likely to
cook. That's right, Tifanoisa Butanolos is a hit also.
Yeah,
again, but the pot so was... Kedi Rishon definition is that it's a pot in which you cook the food. This ladle is not the pot in which you cook the food. In fact, it does have Tifanolos and Tifanoisa Butanolos. The whole idea of Kedi Rishon is...
If you put a thermometer into the soup that's in the ladle...
Yeah.
And you put a thermometer in the soup that's in the pot, it'll be exactly the same.
Well, we've had this discussion already, and we pointed out you can have a Kedi Shlishi that's hotter than Kedi Rishon, and that's part of the... There are all various scientific ways of explaining the power of different Kedim, but we're just macabre that. Somehow or other, Kedi Rishon's got more power than Kedi Shlishi, and it doesn't go by temperature.
Putting a ladle into the pot...
Yes.
Makes it into a Kedi Shlishi.
So that's a machlokes. Do you say, well, at the end of the day, this ladle's been in the Kedi Rishon, and therefore it's got a din in the Kedi Rishon? But I don't really understand why it should be like that. At the end of the day, it wasn't cooked. It wasn't the pot that used for cooking.
It wasn't by the fire. It was by the it's heated up by the water, not by the fire.
Yeah, I would have thought it's Kedi Shlishi. Or do you say no? It's Kedi Shlishi because it's not the pot which you heated the water. Yes, the Mishnah Berurah here seems to be unloyed to Machmir. When you have Sveikas, if you have Machmir Sveik, the case before in Simit Tukod Memhei, were other elements of doubt, then we were happy to add this to the.